Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I want to take a moment for those people that are watching on Facebook right now to thank Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. He helped me today get everything set up to where the stream would actually work and look the way it is looking, if you like the way it's looking. I think it looks a lot better than my background, which has a ring light and a dirty couch and all this other stuff. So thank you very much, sir. Let's talk about something that we are there now. We are about to be pushed into a position we don't want to be in by an opponent that doesn't understand what that means when they do get us in that position. And I need to offer a threshold trigger warning, because we're going to be talking about what might morally trigger the use of triggers, if you know what I mean. Then we'll talk about recommendations for what your basic armory should be. And, you know, if you have any thoughts on it, of course, please let me know. You should buy guns and ammo if for no other reason than the Founding Fathers expected you to. And the Founders are currently out of fashion. The moral giants of modern times have discovered that these men failed to live up to all of our current standards and engaged in bravely passing judgment upon their memory from the safety and security of the Republic that the great men provided. Irony. Thy name is Karen, or Ashley, and in either case, irony has pink hair, a nose ring, and a trust fund. Oh. This is not in that. I got to fix something real quick. Let's fix this real quick. Let's add a where is it? Where's the audio? Audio capture. And we'll do that. Add existing. Boom. Okay. Well, let's do that. Now we ought to have a little sound. My apologies, Facebook. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for letting me know that it wasn't working. Anyway, it's these social justice warriors, stormtroopers, whose antics remind us of the necessity that everybody that's a healthy, law-abiding citizen needs to take personal responsibility for your own safety and your own security and your family's security and your community's security and your constitution's security. You can watch the casual violence these beings celebrate, and you observe the utter glee at which they attack dissenters from their simultaneously rigid yet endlessly morphing dogma that you have to wonder where their boundary lies and what constitutes too far. They're willing to trash statues and burn a small business. What won't they burn? I mean, a church? No, they've done that. And if they will leave you without a job and destroy your property, hit you over the head with a bike lock and a tube sock because of your words, What's to stop them from tossing you in jail if they could? Have you ever heard a single one of them explain that there's such a line that they would never cross? There is no such line. Has anyone ever reassured us that if we had levers of government power, we're not going to imprison you for what you say? And if they told you that, would you believe it? And if you would believe it, why would you believe it? There's this thing called history that those of you with faith that our Marxist cultural tormentors would rein themselves in at the use of the judicial system to punish their enemies for thought crimes, you really ought to review said history. And if they would jail you, why would they not murder you if they could? Where does this imaginary moral border between just taking your freedom and taking your life for people who tell you that you're worse than Hitler? You're worse than Hitler. Now, the founders understood that the ultimate wedge against tyranny was an armed citizenry, not the sissy Frido-con kind, but the strong defense kind. And it's against crime, and it's against disorder, and it's against tyranny. Crime is self-explanatory. Guns in the hands of citizens that are armed deter and sometimes terminate crime. Disorder is relatively common. Riots, fires, floods, a zombie apocalypse, if you will. Armed citizens can maintain order when the civilian and military forces have ceded that job to, you know, we've given it to them. When they're overwhelmed, the only force that is left that can face these numbers is me and you. The more complicated question of the use of armed force is when to confront aspiring tyrants. The key to this function is the ability to confront an aspiring tyrant that only guns in the hands of all, or at least as many as we can press into service, healthy law-abiding citizens provide. Leaving that monopoly on force in society in the hands of a centralized government means that you have to rely on the integrity and morality of whatever politician is in charge of the government. And guess what? You've had proven to you in the last few weeks. You found out that there is none of that there. Only an idiot puts his life and liberty in the hands of politicians' integrity and morality. Arms should be common to and decentralized among the people, just in case. In fact, their actual use in battle against tyrants is a role so remote as to be just this side of hypothetical. In the nearly 250 years of the American history after the Revolution, the mass of us have never had to rise to any substantial scale to defeat tyranny. There have been instances of it. Athens, Tennessee was an example, maybe Bleeding Kansas, but those were limited exceptions. The Civil War was fought primarily by government-controlled military. The more realistic role of an armed citizenry, besides the control of common crime and disorder, is to both stimulate the sense of citizenship and the duty among the people, and to deter the kind of tyranny that would require an armed response. Any aspiring tyrant must always keep in mind that his actions would spark an insurrection. And while it has not happened since, in the Revolutionary War, it did happen. And there's a reason you often see memes of a angry guy in a tri-corner hat with a hatchet and an AR-15. This right to rebel against oppression, real oppression that cannot be cured in a courtroom or a voting booth, that so far has been merely theoretical for over two centuries, is one we have to jealously guard. Coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I will complete this little diatribe, and we will get to my conclusion of why you should have guns and ammo, and the fact that I think, I'm hoping against it, but I think we're going to see some kinetic action. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about America. I'm talking about the people that believe in liberty. I'm talking about the people that believe in the Constitution. I'm talking about us having to do something that we don't want to do, that we better do if we have to. And I'm not talking about some of this boogaloo babble, you know, that you hear about people, the boogaloo movement and all that. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the deadly serious duty of every American listening to me now to personally act to secure our freedom when the Constitution itself has been so trampled underfoot that rights cannot be vindicated through the courts or through voting, and when an undeterred, aspiring tyrant, when they shed our blood with no justification. And should that happen, then, and only then, with extreme hyperviolence, we are then justified in revolting. And like I said earlier, the chances of this is so remote, it is nearly theoretical, almost hypothetical, but it's always possible. Many of us have seen the aftermath of such conflict overseas, and we understand that it must be a truly last resort, but it remains our right to fight rather than to submit to the loss of freedom. Now, foreigners, especially the soft and sheep-like Euros we are constantly told we should emulate, are baffled by that right that we guard so jealously. But the right to have guns to fight for our freedom is one of the things that makes us American citizens instead of some sort of glorified serf or subject. So what do you need to take up your sacred duty to be prepared to fight for freedom if it comes to that? And until then, provide a deterrent to those who look for guidance not to the Philadelphia of 1776, but the Havana and Caracas of 2020. So let's us kick the murder hornet's nest on the proper guns for a citizen and let the arguments begin, of course. My email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you take exception to some of the stuff I'm going to tell you, that's fine. Email me and, you know, maybe we'll, you know, if I get a zillion or so responses, I don't mind being wrong. Sometimes I like it when I'm wrong. So, this is my recommendation for a very basic set of tools that will allow a citizen to perform the basic function of a citizen in response to crime, disorder, and tyranny. If you're armed this way, you are fully capable of meaningfully contributing to a locally organized defense. And I'm talking about individuals or a small decentralized group as the unit of action, like your neighborhood, your community, your group of people that you may know. You may not be in close proximity to each other, but, I mean, anyway, this is basically going to be almost like a three-gun setup. Because I recommend handgun, two long guns, a rifle, and a shotgun per healthy, law-abiding citizen. One long gun is probably sufficient, and if that is the case, then default with the centerfire rifle. Okay. Handgun. The most common handgun out there to be found, and I'm still seeing copies of this somewhere. There are guns out there that are better than this one, to be sure, no doubt about it. But I have seen plenty of people that have for sale right now today the Glock 19 or the Glock 17. The Glock 19 is a small to mid-sized pistol. It is small enough to hide and big enough to fight with. It is very simple. It is very reliable. And it is accurate enough. I myself didn't like the triggers of the Gens 4, 3, 2, and 1. I do like the triggers of the Gen 5. My gun is the Glock Gen 5 G45, which is the Glock 19 on top and the Glock 17 on the grip. Fires a 9mm round. That's very common ammunition, and it is effective enough to do the job. If you have enough modern self-defense ammo, it does the job as good as anything out there. The rifle. Now, this is where, and I, hey, look, I expect to get all kinds of arguments about the pistol, but the rifle, AR-15, combat proven. You know, this is the civilian version of the M4. It is reliable. It is easy to shoot. It is very accessible. It's like a Lego set, and it's very effective. And the left hates it because it's become the symbol of a very stubborn American resolve to remain free. You can find a lot of 5.56 ammo. It's not like a 308 that will put down a deer, but it will do the job, particularly for a smaller or less experienced shooter. Your wife can shoot it quite easily. Your kids can shoot it quite easily. If you have multiples, that's even more gooder. And you can find them from any price point. I'm literally $400 up to, you know, $4,500 if you want the Rolls Royce variant. You know, I myself, my gun going out the door would probably be the Aero Precision one I put together. And the gun that I run around with that is one of the AR-15s if I have to take a smaller kit just in case. Shotgun. And this is a jump ball for me. Either the Remington 870, which, you know, Remington, I've heard that their quality has gone down a little bit. I don't really know how much or how often it happens, but I do know I've heard that. And if that is the case, and if you're like, no way, Bill, not having no Remington, then the Mossberg 500. I like the 500 better than the 590 because the 590 is heavy. It's really heavy. And if you're going to be toting one of these things around out there, you probably are going to want the one that you can stick on your back and not beat you half to death as you're running around. We're coming to a point that I hoped when I served my time that I would never see. But if it's going to happen, I want it to happen in my lifetime so that my grandchildren don't have to do it. Better I do it. Better we do it. It's a very simple mathematical problem for me. And we'll see what they want and how bad they want it. I don't think they want it as bad as they think. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about an order from an appeals court to dismiss a case against his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president making those comments at the White House while meeting with the president of Poland. Senate Democrats blocked a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote on Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, reacts to Democrats blocking the bill.
Here's the truth. In Detroit, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, all these cities could have banned chokeholds themselves. All these communities have been run by Democrats for decades. Decades.
and you're listening to USA Radio News. An appeals court is ordering the judge presiding over the case against retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the criminal charges against the former Trump National Security Advisor. The ruling coming down from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. A big box retailer has one less stage flag in its stores. USA Radio Network's Kenny Burns has the details.
Walmart says the Mississippi state flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. That current form includes the Confederate emblem. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Mississippi is the only state flag in the country with the Confederate emblem. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continue.
Approximately 400 National Guardsmen are on standby in Washington, D.C. in case they are needed to protect monuments in the nation's capital. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming from the Seattle Police Department blotter, which came out, this is from Saturday, East Precinct officers responded to a report of shots fired in Cal Anderson Park. This is inside the area referred to as the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, or CHOP. It goes on to say officers attempted to locate a shooting victim, were met by a violent crowd that prevented officers' safe access to the victims. They were later informed that the victims, both males, had been transported to the Harborview Medical Center by CHOP, quote, medics, end quote. A 19-year-old individual is dead. Another man has life-threatening injuries. The suspects are at large, and the authorities have no description of these guys. They ought to ask Socialist Alternative Council member Kashama Sawant, a Che Guevara admirer who feels certain enough in her ginning up the mob to blame Donald Trump and his right-wingers for the shootings. She's the one that came out with that one. As an aside, when you note that she immigrated to the city or to this country whose system she is committed to destroying, you can ask how admitting such persons fulfills government's purpose when it's articulated in the preamble to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. You know, they look at that as a fascist document. And they want to burn it. Burn it. Right in front of you. Right after they've torn down a few more statues. Now, the medics, the word medics was probably placed in quotation marks in the SPD blotter for a reason. because the state of Washington actually has a very strict criteria for certification and licensing, along with penalties if you actually try to practice that without getting those licenses and certifications. So what malpractice insurance these individuals carry in case of unqualified treatments resulting in further damage is at this particular moment unpublicized. And likewise, the Sentinels, the self-styled enforcers of security, who would be condemned as vigilantes if their politics were different, aren't truly accountable to lawful representatives, meaning damages resulting from their lack of training and enforcement excesses could be assessed against anyone who can afford to pay. Now, purely for the entertainment value, I'm simply going to tell you this. It's a good damn thing I'm not 35 years old. Because I would be going to CHOP, and I would find one of those guys. I would find some colleagues to go with me, and we would do what was referred to in the military as a snatch. And then we'd be finding out from one of the sentinels, I want to know how many sentinels there are. I want to know where they are. These people think that they can use the Constitution and the way that the LEO are in Seattle. They're using this as a suicide pact. They think it's a suicide pact for our side. The Sentinels are apparently above the law. So, and like it or not, Seattle Municipal Code states it's unlawful for a person knowingly to carry concealed or unconcealed any dangerous knife, which is defined as a fixed-blade knife, and any other knife having a blade more than 3 1/2 inches in length. But that doesn't stop the sentinel known as Cat, who carries two knives with him. He had those on Saturday. What's he going to do if somebody doesn't obey him? Stab him? What if it's on Friday? Will he go all Jason on him? Then again, other security independents have also taken to carry rifles. Despite Mayor Jenny Summer of Love Durkin's emergency order ban on firearms, that order doesn't mandate enforcement, she clarifies, but gives officers the option to take certain actions, like confiscate weapons, if they deem it necessary. However, they're not allowed in the CHOP. And any guesses who would be deemed necessary against and who, like Raz Simone, gets a pass? Not only with the Seattle ban, but apparently with a state transfer edict, because he's handing out guns. In Seattle, they have universal background checks, and he's out there popping the hood of his Tesla, not the hood, I'm sorry, the trunk of his Tesla, and handing out guns. Hey, you're 18, you know how to handle this? You ever played Call of Duty? So much for the equal treatment by the common sense gun safety citizen disarmament fanatic. And for some reason, the perpetually hysterical moms demand action. They haven't acknowledged the Chaz gun violence on their Twitter feed. They haven't condemned their armed presence, and they have not demanded enforcement of the laws that would impose, that they would impose upon the rest of us. Every town neglected to mention that too. So did the Brady Buzz killers and the gun grabby Gabby and company. And do you think this is just a coincidence? After all, the Alinsky Rule 5 fusses that the grabbers raised over Malhauer. Or is it possible they'd rather not rock the boat and get in a fight with today's allies if it would complicate achieving tomorrow's goals? They have a little checkpoint Charlie sign. They used to have this in East Berlin saying that you're leaving the American sector. I've seen it. Used to be there when I was over there when that was still in place. Everything that used to be acknowledged about the American exceptionalism, which so far that hasn't been termed, that's not racist, is it? I don't want to be called that. That's becoming, everything like that is targeted for teardown by these useful idiots who are facilitating an agenda. It's becoming more apparent, unless you're very willfully self-deluded, that those who would place every town throughout the Founders Republic in an un-American sector and take that shining city up on the hill and reduce it to some ruins. The fact that this has been allowed to stand, you heard the news. They've got the National Guard at our nation's capital. 2 weeks ago, when I went and hung out with Kita Bussey in Colombia, they were telling me, the people that lived in Colombia, that they had surrounded the governor's mansion with the National Guard and with local law enforcement. We're watching as our duly elected officials are being attacked by people that I'm not even sure, probably they probably didn't even vote. And that's why I'm telling you, if you were to see this unfold in front of you, if you were somewhere downtown where you where your seat of, anywhere near your seat of government, and you started seeing a bunch of guys dressed up like little soy boy ninjas, as Antifa likes to do, and they were running around beating things and breaking windows, what would you do? It's coming to the point to where that may become more rhetorical, because we know what we have to do. We know what we're going to have to do. And the fact that we need to be willing to do it is the very important part. It's not necessarily about capability. I have diminished capability. I sure do. But I have capacity. I can bring that. And I have some pretty nice pieces to bring with it. And as part of my personal arsenal, I'd probably just go with the two. But this is not just about tearing down statues and politically correct speech. This is an attack upon our country, and very slowly we're being edged towards that precipice to where we're going to have to commit. And the problem is going to be, it's sort of like a squirrel. You can't really let go of one of those fast enough. I think that's what Antifa is going to find out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have come to the, you know, I could get out here and say, do you think it can't happen here? But I think we're seeing it happen. Interestingly, if you were to look at some immigrants, real, you know, people that immigrated here the correct way, you would find out a few things that would be quite interesting just to look at this. Like this young lady from Venezuela. She has seen the statues topple before. And the street renamings, you know, like the square in D.C. that's now Black Lives Matter Square, along with equals defund the police, that kind of thing. This, you know, this always happens along the destruction of history, and it knows, and she knows exactly where this leads. And she put out a video, which I am not going to play, but she did say, why do I even worry about some silly little statues coming down or some silly little street names changing? Why do I care? It's because the last time I didn't care about this, I was a teenager. I've already lived through this thing when I was living in Venezuela. Statues came down. Hugo Chavez didn't want the history displayed. Then he changed the street names. Then came the school curriculum. Then some movies couldn't be shown in certain TV channels and so on and so forth. And she concluded, you guys think it can't happen to you. I've heard this so many times, but always be on guard. Never believe that something can't happen to you. You need to guard your country and your society or it will be destroyed. And there's clearly a lot of people wanting to destroy the U.S. Now, the reason her words are so powerful is that she's telling the truth. Venezuela at one time was like, you know, it was like the flower of South America. It was had all of this oil money and everything else. But, you know, if you've watched it since 2004, you remember the statue topplings dismissed. And it was dismissed largely as a Chavista clown show for the cameras at the time. But then came the curriculum changes that followed from the red-shirted Chavista Bolivarian circles which happened firsthand in the shanty towns and the communist propaganda conducted by a 1960s backwash to board disconsolate peasants who simply wanted the paycheck that they got for attending. You could talk to small shopkeepers back then. Their walls sprayed with Marxist FARC graffiti. And, you know, if you'd asked them then, they would have told you exactly the opposite. Among many Venezuelans, there were stories about flight. And, I mean, I don't know how many millions of people have left Venezuela, but it's been quite a few. There was the terror about crime and lawlessness and criminals being allowed to rampage, which kept the population docile. Does any of this sound familiar? There was resigned talk about not speaking English too loudly in a restaurant. There was resigned talk about stolen elections from the people who had them stolen from. There was talking about what families should do if someone were to be taken in a kidnapping. There were Cubans there too, exiles who fled the Castro regime and made a new life for themselves in Venezuela, who made the same warnings these young women made about where the statue toppling was going to lead. That's a whole lot of stuff, too. But there was always sense back then that life would still be normal there, and that what was causing unhappiness was still recoverable. The faucets would work again. Police could be called, you know. Newspapers would be delivered sometimes. Some of the media coverage was still untainted. Mail was still being delivered. Elections could still be won. It's not like that now. And here's the scary thing you didn't bring up. Who are the people wreaking havoc on the U.S. with the statue topplings? Who are their leaders? These are people who openly worship what's going on in Venezuela. They're, in their own words, trained Marxists. They don't look at Venezuela as a warning. They look at it as a model. According to the Pan Am Post, in December 2015, Black Lives Matter sent a delegation headed by the organization's co-founder, Opal Tometi, to act as observers during the Venezuelan parliamentary elections of that year. The Maduro regime did not allow accreditation for observers from the Organization of American States, the UN, or the EU. The only accredited observers were from regimes and organizations friendly to the revolutionary cause. Later that same month, Tometi penned an article where she espouses, word for word, the regime's standard text for international propaganda. She writes, in these last 17 years, we've witnessed a Bolivarian revolution champion participatory democracy and construct a fair, transparent election system recognized as among the best in the world. And then we get this, if you were to look at an accurate-looking comparison of these riots and loot fests that are hitting the U.S. on a mass scale, if you were to look at the doings of the Palestinian Authority and parallels to the events of the Russia and French revolutions, you might see some stuff that looks the same. And these are useful as pointers, but the only place that really shows evidence of instigation is the failed state of Venezuela and its controlling agent, which is Cuba. And in this case, it's not just the similarities in the end result. Those mass riots that engulfed much of the conservative-led states in South America last year are remarkably similar to what's happening here now. Now we get to hear from this small voice of experience coming as a warning from a young woman from Venezuela, Elizabeth Rogliani. She will be ignored, just like the Russian exiles were ignored with their warnings. She is going to be ridiculed, as the Cuban exiles were with their warnings. What she said is true. A plan is in motion. It has been set in motion. It's pretty obvious that it's at least partly made in Venezuela. And the pictures that they have planned for us, based on this woman who knows firsthand, is extremely destructive. And it's way beyond ugly. We are not in a position now. You know, I've always said that, especially when I was in the military, you know. In the military, we always prepared for war, and we prayed for peace. And I want there to be peace. And I think some of us have forgotten that peace is not a free thing. It's not a concept that we can get out there and make popular. It's not trending. It's something you have to go out there and you have to make it stick. And sometimes that means pain. And the question becomes, you know, it's already been answered by, for me, it's already answered. You know, when I joined the military, to me, the United States was something worth fighting for. It was something worth dying for. And that part of me hasn't changed. I'm not as fast, can't kneel as much as I used to. But I'm still in this game. And that's the part where I'm going to listen to this young lady. I'm going to listen to her. I didn't give this country what little of my time, which was 7 years, I didn't give them my youth for some of these yahoos to throw away this freedom. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope it doesn't come to the point to where we have to go out there and do some stuff that, you know, I never did it to, on any scale when I was in the military. Of the scale, we'd be doing it here. But I don't think they should construe the difference between what I don't want to have happen versus what I'm willing to do. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.